You're on with the Real Sports Guys, College Football Spring Edition. We're on with the Northern Illinois University head coach, Dave Doran. Northern Illinois won the MAC championship in 2011 and went on to win the Gold Daddy Bowl, winning over Arkansas State. This is an incredible start for Coach Doran, had the best winning start of any Husky coach in history. Welcome to the Real Sports Guys, Coach.
Doing great, Devon. Thanks for having me.
Coach, you had, if I were to describe it, an incredible first year as a head coach. You finished 11-3. You win the MAC championship. Then you win the Gold Daddy Bowl over Arkansas State. But you started out 2-3. And it was in terms of just kind of establishing yourself, that might have been a tough period. Can you talk a little bit about your start and then what happened at the beginning of the season and what happened in terms of making that turnaround?
Well, it was a team that won 11 games the year before with a previous coaching staff. And I think, you know, when you have success, the hardest thing is to maintain that level of success. And I think our players early in the season probably thought they were a little better than they were and had to get scarred. You know, we had to get scarred a little bit and get beaten down to kind of get a reality check that we've got to play perfect to win and got to prepare the right way and have a chip on our shoulder just like they did the year before. And we had to go through that period, I think, to realize what it takes to be a championship team. And as a coaching staff, as a support staff, and as a team, I think it was a great eye-opener, and it really brought our players and coaches together because of the scrutiny that's involved with that kind of start to your season.
Now, Coach, full disclosure, I'm a Husky alum. I was watching that MAC championship game. You were down 20. I turned the channel, turned back, and you had an incredible finish, and you were celebrating. What did you tell your team to turn that game around?
Well, you know, fortunately, we had a really tight-knit group of guys, and this school had not won a championship in 28 years, and the year prior they lost the championship in the fourth quarter on a 4th-and-21 play. And so there was a lot of conversation for the entire year leading up to that point about getting back to Detroit and handling our business when we get there. And so it was pretty simple to walk in the locker room, and basically all I said is, hey, guys, you know, is this really why we came back here, to hand the game over? Because we're not even playing. And everyone just kind of looked at each other and started talking, and I really didn't have to say a lot. A lot of the players took over from there and just said, play the game. Don't have any regrets the next 30 minutes. You've got enough of them already in 30 minutes to last the season, and let's do what we came here to do. You know, and the guys did it. And it's really, this game is so much about not beating yourselves, and we really beat ourselves in the first half a lot. You know, turned the ball over 4 or 5 times, and the defense kept us alive, and thankfully in the second half, we played all 3 phases.
Coach, Chandler Harnage is an NFL prospect, an incredible player. Can you talk a little bit about what Chandler will need to do to be successful at the next level?
Well, Chandler's, first of all, is extremely intelligent and competitive. You know, I mean, he got his degree in business in 3.5 years. He almost finished his master's while he was still playing here in business. And very spiritual young man, carries himself the right way, does everything the right way on and off the field. And he's had to go through a lot of adversity through injuries, and I know he has everyone's respect on our campus, both academically and athletically and socially. I think the guy probably leads the world in community service hours. Just does things the right way and has a lot of karma. And on top of all that, he's very talented. I mean, he's 6'3 and 220-some pounds, and he can run, and, you know, he's competitive. The best thing I can say about Chandler is he's probably the best pressure quarterback I've been around. He didn't necessarily play well early in games, but when the game was on the line, he always played his best.
You said something that I think is, and most people may not know about you. You, as a student athlete, did it academically. I believe you're a pre-med. Academics is something that you value. Your team, in terms of its academic performance, is pretty highly ranked nationally. You place a very strong emphasis on what it means to be a student athlete. When you think about the type of players that we think about, we start to transition to some of your returning players, but also some of your prospects and the kind of player that you look for that values academics, that values being played at the top level. Talk a little bit about your philosophy and where education plays and the type of player that you're looking for when you're recruiting
right.
for your program.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was an academic All-American. I did get my undergrad in pre-medical biology, which is always a you know, funny conversation with recruits. But it goes to show you need to keep your options open. But
that's right.
You know, our team here is third in the country in APR, which is how they measure college athletics academically. We're one of the only out of the 120 football schools in Division I, there's 12 of us with a 90% graduation rate, and we're one of them. And so there's a lot of good things going on here, and many of those things were in place, you know, when I got here. And so I've been fortunate that way. But we try to recruit guys that are career-driven. Obviously, we want great football players that know how to win, but we want guys that also understand that football is going to end someday, and they've got to do everything they can to put their life in the best possible place they can by choosing academic paths over social paths when the time is right. And that's hard, you know, especially today. And so there's a lot of research that goes into it. You're not always taking guys that can get into Harvard, you know, but you're taking guys that want the degree and that prove that, you know, by their work ethic and your conversations and the people around them. And, you know, you don't always bat 1,000, but that's a big conversation piece that we have with our coaching staff. You know, I get a lot of film from our coaches about why they want to coach guys, and the first question that comes out of my mouth is, how's he going to do in school here? And the second one is, what's his character like? You know, and those are real conversations we have, and I've turned down a lot of players because I didn't like the answers to those two questions.
You're on with the Real Sports Guys. We're on with Dave Doran, head coach of the Northern Illinois Huskies. He his team was 11-3. They won the GoDaddy Bowl last year. They are on the rise. Can you talk a little bit, before I hand it over to Phil, can you talk a little bit about some of your recruits that you have coming in this year?
We signed 23 players to scholarships, and I want to say we have 8 or 9 guys that we've asked to walk on as well. They're joining us, and you know, it was a big class, especially on the offensive side of the ball. There's 5 scholarship offensive linemen coming in, and we got 2 big tackles up there from Wisconsin, Josh Ruka and Levon Myers, that we need. We had 4 senior linemen last year, so this past year was a big recruiting class for our offensive line. And local player Scott Taylor, that we think is going to be a really terrific player. And, you know, we've got 2 big running two good running backs from the Chicagoland area coming in, Perez Ford, who's the bigger type back, and Keith Harris, who's more of a compact-sized guy. You know, for our offense, we're pretty fast-paced. We rotate a lot of guys in and out. We got a really good tight end from the Chicagoland area named Desroy Maxwell. Probably the most touted guy we signed was a receiver from Vero Beach High School named Charlie Miller that we think has the ability to play right away. So we're, you know, happy with that. Defensive line, we've got 2 big defensive ends, both 6'5 kids, and 2 big defensive tackles that are almost 300 pounds. So, you know, pretty excited about that. We did get a junior college defensive tackle named Ken Bishop that's here already, that is in our first string and playing extremely well. Probably was the biggest difference maker defensively this spring on the field for us.
You're listening to Real Sports Guys on realsportsguys.com. We're talking to Coach Doran, the head coach of the Northern Illinois Huskies. Coach, you just had your spring game this past weekend. Talk a little bit about how your spring practices went.
Well, they went really well. You know, we were blessed with weather. And we just broke ground Saturday at our spring game for our indoor football facility, the Chesick Performance Center, that's going to open in August of 2013. So that was a big step, but we don't have it yet. So we practice outside, and if the weather's good, we have a really good day, and if it's cold, it's a good day to run the ball, you know. And so we were lucky this spring because we had a lot of great days, and I think our kicking game really improved because we were able to be outside every day and not have high winds and cold weather. But it was good. You know, our guys know the system now. They've been with these coaches for their second year, and so they're not learning a system. They're just getting better at fundamentals and trying to improve their weaknesses.
Coach, you got 19 starters coming back, including a couple of key guys who missed the 2011 season due to injury. You opened
the season
with a very high-profile matchup against Iowa at Soldier Field in Chicago. Talk about that matchup and what that's going to mean to your program.
Well, you know, Kirk Ferentz is a guy that I look up to in this profession. I think he's you know, one of the guys that every year he's got his team ready to play. I mean, Iowa's always competitive. They always are physical. They're always very fundamentally sound. And they're tough, you know. And so whenever you play the Hawkeyes, you've got to be ready for that kind of game. And so it's a great game for us to open up with because it's about fundamentals. It's not about flash and, you know, how you look. It's about what you do and how hard you do it and how long you do it and not beating yourself. And so I'm really excited to play them. And every year when we played Iowa when I was at Wisconsin, it was a slugfest. And so I have a real good idea what we're in for. And, you know, last year we opened up with Army and we spent all camp working on triple option. And that hurts your team a little bit, you know, because you don't see it all season. And Iowa's more of a basic team where a lot of the things that we're going to be talking about are going to carry through the year, and I think that'll help us.
Well, Coach, definitely want to thank you for being on with us. Hopefully we can have you back for that Iowa game to check in with you. And we want to wish you well with your preparation for next year. And thank you for being on the Real Sports Guys.
Thanks for having me, guys. Go Huskies.
That was head coach Dave Doeren, head coach of the Northern Illinois Huskies. Won the MAC championship in the GoDaddy.com Bowl. He's on us with our college football spring edition. You're listening to the Real Sports Guys. Back to the studio.
And again, that was Northern Illinois University head football coach Dave Doeren. Thoughts about that interview? Great interview. Again, thanks to Coach for coming on. Again, you're listening to the Real Sports Guys, RealSportsGuys.com. PhD, you had some insights. Why don't you share those with the people?
Yeah, I think Coach Doeren is one of the up-and-comers in college football. He's got that pedigree. You know, he's been to, I think it's 8 bowls, a couple of national championships at the 1AA level. And obviously, he was a defensive coordinator at Wisconsin for a while. You know, if you look at this Northern Illinois job, it's somewhat like VCU in basketball, where you see these coaches, these up-and-coming coaches, they kind of build their brand there, and then they move on to more national jobs. You know, you look at Anthony Grant, when he was at VCU, and he moved on to Alabama. You know, at Northern Illinois, Keel had some excellent seasons there. At Northern Illinois, he just recently moved on to Minnesota. And so what Coach Doeren is doing there, I think, is pretty interesting. They had a solid season last year. They lost Harnish, like you mentioned, with the last guy drafted in this year's draft. But don't be confused. This is the guy that was the conference MVP. Jordan Lynch has taken over for him at quarterback in their spring game a couple of days ago. He threw for 400 yards, a couple of touches. Had an outstanding game. And why that's so relevant is because their defense is going to be their strength this year. They're returning 9 starters from last season. Plus, they have 2 guys who started in previous seasons but were injured last year. So, essentially, they have 11 starters coming back on the defense. So I really like what they have going on there. And honestly, if you look at their schedule, they open up at a game at Soldier Field in Chicago where the Bears play, about an hour and 15 minutes north from DeKalb to Chicago. But it's not too far from Iowa either, so it's probably more of a neutral site game. I think if they can get past the Hawkeyes, they have a test against Kansas, and I think that's a winnable game. They're playing at DeKalb. They're playing home. Don't be surprised if this team runs the table. And we're looking at them as a 13-0 type of team because I think every game they play within the MAC, and the MAC is a good conference, solid conference. I think Northern Illinois can win every game they play in conference. So if they get past this Iowa team up front, watch out. So those are my thoughts on Northern Illinois. One last thought. You know, Coach Doeren talked about his recruiting philosophy, his focus on character. Those are pretty similar. We had his old boss, Coach Brett Bielema, on from Wisconsin Badgers a couple of weeks ago. He talked about the same thing. Hey, we might not always have a top 10 recruiting class, but we pick guys that are high character, that are willing to fit into our system. And I think this is one of the reasons why Doeren has been so successful at Northern Illinois.